Oakland, California, wants to bring its residents, including illegal immigrants, out of the shadows. The city is going to issue a municipal identification card to anybody who can prove residency, and that card doubles as a debit card. Here's NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
In Oakland's predominantly Latino Fruitvale neighborhood, a group of day laborers are gathered for their weekly meeting. They talk about everything from immigration reform to keeping safe on the job. Then the conversation turns to the new city-issued identification cards and how to encourage people to apply for them.
Mi nombre es Mario Sandoval. Invito a todos los latinos de Oakland a que saquen su identificación.
Mario Sandoval says everyone should get an identification card, especially for times when you have to deal with the authorities.
Muchos nos para la policía manejando nuestro carro y no tenemos...
Like if when you're driving and get stopped by the police. It's not a license, but at least you can identify yourself, he says. The ID card is marketed by a Venice-based company, SF Global, in association with MasterCard and the Minnesota-based University National Bank. Having access to such a bank is important to Marcos Rodriguez so that he doesn't have to carry large amounts of cash. Otherwise, he says, he's easy pickings for bad guys.
You know, sometimes they got knives or gun in their hands. You know, that happened to me like several times. You know, they stole my money and they beat me up, you know, and it's really, really hard for someone else.
Most people know that they're carrying cash when they're going home after work.
Gabriela Galicia works with the day laborers at Street Level Health Project, a nonprofit that serves the undocumented and uninsured.
So day laborers most of the time are seen as walking ATMs because they get robbed on the street.
Galicia's group is part of a coalition that's trying to get the word out about the city ID card. The project has been in the works for more than 2 years. Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan says the card can help people anytime they deal with a city agency, be it the police or the public library. And the debit feature is important for people who have no place to put their money.
So this debit function would allow them to put their money somewhere safe and to avoid some of the really, really huge fees that they charge at these check cashing facilities in the Latino community or even the Asian community.
The ID card isn't free. It will cost $15 for adults, $10 for youths and seniors. And there are additional costs, such as depositing money into and withdrawing funds from the debit account. Still, the ID card has its critics.
It's one more way of having a de facto amnesty for illegal immigrants.
Mark Krikorian directs a Washington-based Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank favoring strict immigration controls.
This kind of measure, along with, say, giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, helps integrate illegal immigrants into our institutions in a way that is simply inappropriate.
But Mayor Kwan says the card isn't just for the undocumented. She sees it as a way to bring banking services to citizens and legal residents who are poor and unbanked. The city began accepting applications last week. The first ones will roll out in mid-March. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.